Hello and welcome to the End Screen Podcast for the week of January 17th, 2011.
This is our second podcast in the year 2011.
Third total,
surprisingly. We are now officially called the Nth Screen, as you heard in our kickoff intro there. And today we're going to talk about life data, or collecting data on all the different things that you do and all of your activities. So yeah, I'm your host, George Murray, and
I'm your other host, Ben Tomasetti.
Ben Tomasetti's here, and that's what our show is going to be about today. Cue the music.
So, George, we've coined this term life data. You want to give us a brief summary of what you see as life data?
What is life data?
Yeah.
Well, okay, so I'll just tell a story. One of my New Year's resolutions this year was to try to be better in terms of like what I eat, try to get a little bit more exercise, you know, maybe spend my money more wisely, you know, those types of things. And, you know, some of the old ways of like doing that would be to like keep a notebook or budget or whatever. That's kind of a standard way. But I thought it would be interesting to try and use my cell phone as like a data collector so that I can like look back and see, you know, oh, this month I'm doing well, this month I'm not doing so well. Or, geez, I spend, you know, $400 a month at the taqueria.
That's a lot of burritos.
I didn't realize that about myself. Yeah, so I really wanted to kind of use my phone as this like collection point,
right?
And then on top of that, you know, I use Mint.com and that kind of stuff. But
so you just want to take the Mint.com analogy and apply it to other areas of your life?
Yeah, I'm thinking. You know, it's 2011. It's the second decade of the new century, and I'm like, you know, there's got to be something out there that will let me collect, you know, this information that I want. And then, and you know, collect it in a format that, like, that I can use, like a spreadsheet or database, you know, something that I can use and, like, code something up.
Mine it.
Yeah. Like, analyze it, whatever. But that is not the case. So, yeah, life data, I guess, as we're calling it on this episode, I think is just this like concept that, you know, your phone's with you all the time. It's got a bunch of new sensors and, you know, doodads and widgets and stuff. And it's connected to the internet. It's got a lot of storage. Why can't it help you make better decisions and collect this data?
Right. Understood. And I think a baseline analogy for people that don't use Mint.com or know what it is would just be sports statistics.
Yeah, it's kind of like baseball stats. Yeah.
You know, you have your batting average, assists, how many doubles you hit. But instead for you, it would be like
how many double burgers did I eat?
Right. How many times did you walk around the block as opposed to round the bases?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Something like that. Yeah, I think in general, it's like getting this information, this activity data into computers, into a format that like is useful is, you know, it's kind of happening right now with like Foursquare and that type of like location check-in stuff. There's,
we already mentioned Mint.com for
Mint.com,
money.
Mint.com, yeah.
You know, money is easily quantifiable, so it makes nice data points.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a transaction history there.
Although I think it would be cool to see my Mint.com stuff like mapped out, like actually show me the business locations.
Oh, right.
No, that would be helpful.
There's also geotagging of photos.
There's this thing called Fitbit. It's like a little sensor that you wear, and it collects data over all day, and then you upload it. It also like keeps track of how well you sleep, how much you walk, how much activity you're getting.
Does it break it down, like what percentage of the day you're stationary?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. How much you were acting.
That would be an abysmal report right there for me. Holy cow.
So there's a few services that auto-collect data and present it back. What sorts of data would you like to see collected that don't currently have an application that does it for you?
I don't know. I mean, what kind of stuff would you want to collect? Do you want to collect data? I mean, you know,
maybe the reason I can't think of anything is because I don't know that I want to analyze my life to that degree. I don't use Mint because I still prefer pen and paper tabulations.
Really?
Yeah, definitely. I'm old school. I don't auto pay bills, anything like that. I don't trust those systems. I want to be able to go in and
blowing my mind
and know how much my phone bill is each month, so I can actively register it against what it used to be. What it was the month before.
Don't you think you're like
before that?
You're like wasting a bunch of time. Like, couldn't you be like spend that time working or something? Or
it doesn't actually take that long to pay a bill. Takes 2 minutes maybe. I feel like I'd rather take 2 minutes and know that they're not charging me a service fee or something that I haven't seen before in the past than to realize it later on and know that I've been paying like an extra $10 a month for 3 months, but I didn't know it because it was just paying automatically.
See, I feel like there's too much stuff out there. It's unmanageable, and the only way to manage it is to get it into the computer and like put it into a database and like analyze it that way. I feel like there are some things that like, you know, I can do on the back of a piece of paper, but it's just so much more powerful to have it in the computer. So that's why.
Maybe I just prefer not to self-reflect that far. I have a general guideline for how much money I should be spending, and I sort of know if I go over it or I don't. Yeah. But I don't necessarily need to know that I spent 42% of my money at a bar or at the grocery store or at the CD shop, right? I just know I have X dollars that I can spend a week and still be okay. And as long as I don't go over that, then everything's fine.
Don't you think that there's some you're missing out on something? What if there's some like nugget of like information in there that you're just, you know.
Tell me what that would be.
I don't know. You have to look at the data first. Give me your data. I'll show you.
You will mind my data?
I'll show you awesome stuff.
Neglecting the fact that I don't think it's relevant necessarily for my own life, what is the promise of this? What new and interesting things could we do if I submitted and had that data collected?
All right.
Or if I actively
this is a good question.
Was in Foursquare and
okay, so,
submitted locations.
Okay, so just imagine all the video games that you play.
Okay.
And all of the quests and the, you know, the points and the leaderboards, all that stuff. Imagine if you could have that for your life. Like,
that sounds horrible.
What? That sounds awesome, dude. Just like, imagine if like cooking breakfast or like taking out the trash was like part of a quest. Or like a challenge or something.
So you're saying sub-goals other than like being fed and having a clean house?
Yeah. I mean, I guess what the promise is that we're going to make the mundane more interesting, more compelling by showing it in a bigger picture. So if your cell phone could track how many times you took out the trash, then you could like challenge yourself to like take out the trash more than your spouse or something like that, you know? And the computer could keep track of that. So you could make a game out of practically anything.
Right. I see some value, say, in tracking my energy consumption versus my neighbors. Because then I feel good compared to my neighbors. Yeah. I don't know if I would want to do it versus my spouse or my girlfriend.
Well, everyone's going to use it differently. But you are going to, just with that example, like, that means you would have value. But you would be able to find some value in tracking your data, you know. But yeah, I think that's
Would this be automatic or would it be a manual check-in process? I took the trash out today.
I don't know. Hopefully it's automatic because checking in is annoying.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's one of the big problems with the current state of life data or whatever, you know, tracking your information, is that there are really no easy, there are only a few things that can be tracked automatically. Right now, with the current state of hardware and stuff, you know, you can track your location automatically, but barely, because your cell phone battery will run out. So then you end up doing things like checking in, which is, it's just kind of annoying, I think.
Right.
I don't know.
I mean,
do you use Foursquare?
No, I don't use Foursquare. Partially because I just don't see value in broadcasting my location.
Yeah. The only reason I would use it is for reflective purposes.
So who's currently analyzing data to the level that you think could work, could provide the reflectiveness that you want? Do you have examples?
I think there are a lot of companies that are offering services that like kind of pick up on one part or another part, but it's hard to say. Like Mint does a great job of analyzing finances and making it really an acceptable user experience, so it's not cumbersome. I use this journaling service that sends me an email every day, and all I have to do is reply to the email with what I did that day, and it collects all of my everyday's like journal entry.
That's cool.
And I can like search it.
And it's personal?
It's totally private.
It's not broadcast on
No.
It.
I hope not. That would be bad.
That would be bad.
Yeah, and then I've been using some like hacks, like Google Docs allows you to make a form that populates a spreadsheet. So I've been trying to use this form to record like what I eat. And then, you know, the user experience is basically unlock my phone, tap this link to open the website that opens this web form, and I just type it in and hit submit, and it goes into a spreadsheet.
Are you breaking that down by vegetable, animal, starch? Or are you actually telling them, like, I had a cheeseburger? I'm just wondering how you go back and analyze the data.
See, that's the problem, is that if you just record, like, anything that you type into the form, that's not as valuable because it's not, like, quantified. So I was trying to keep track of some food categories, what time of day, how much I spend, ballpark calories, but I found that the problem was it's still not a very easy experience to get it into the phone, opening the form and then typing, actually like right. Typing on the phone. Like,
how can we make that easier?
Well, I might make a new form that's just multiple choice, like all multiple choice.
Yeah. So I think that would be a first step.
Yeah.
Right now that's coming to my mind though is, let's say we take a picture of it. We use Google goggles to identify, oh, that's broccoli casserole. Or
can that do that?
No, not yet. Oh, that's a hamburger with french fries.
Yeah, I mean that.
And then your photo is time-stamped. Your photo is geolocated. You know, you might still have to tell it how much money it cost you, but some sort of automated system, right, where you don't.
Yeah, and then it's got to have some extra, like, fun thing, because that's what how Foursquare works is, like, on its surface, it's stupid. It's just checking in, right?
Right.
But then they add some like social, you know,
you're the mayor
parts to it, and all of a sudden it's got you recording where you go, which
just to talk about it, there's something called the mayor, which is
yeah.
you've checked in more than anyone else.
If you're listening to this podcast and you don't know what Foursquare is, you should probably stop listening.
I don't think that was very nice, George. We're trying to help people here. You check in a certain number of times over the course of an evening, you get, you know, the party animal badge. You check in multiple times at a taqueria, for instance, you get the Mexicali badge. I don't know, I'm just making that up.
Is Mexicali a real thing?
I don't think so. You know, you check in a number of times at the gym, you get the workhorse or something, whatever, right? You get the idea.
So yeah, there are some, you know, applications that are kind of getting at this life data thing, but they're either too specialized or too overly generalized. But I think that there's definitely an opportunity here if mobile phone hardware, you know, gets a little bit more processing power, you know, 4G, maybe more storage and more sensors, to have a user experience that's more focused on the collection and then...
passive collection.
Yeah, passive collection.
We want passive collection.
Or fun collection. And then, you know, something to get at, like, an interesting analysis. But it's just not there yet.
Just wait for the future.
Just wait for the future, yeah, totally.
Yeah. If we keep getting dual-core processors in our cell phones,
mm-hmm.
It's not too far away.
I think once we get 5G, maybe.
5G. 15G.
Yeah.
This has been the Nth Screen for the week of January 17th. Tune in next week when we'll talk about something else related to interaction design, service design, and ubiquitous computing.